Easter morning, and always loved that, just that response that the tomb is empty and he is risen. I'm going to get set up here. Chris bailed me out on my adapter because I completely forgot it. Might just take a second here. Talk and do something at the same time and not multitask here, so just give me 1 second here. All right. So this message here has been something that I've been thinking about for quite some time. And I've just been thinking a lot about the words I am. And you hear those throughout all of Scripture. I am. I am. And I'll just introduce you to the Hebrew word of this, I am. It starts with the alpha letter here, going to bet. And they read it the opposite way. But it's Aya. So the way you can remember this is if you're talking Canadian, you say A. And if you're talking American, you say yeah. So Aya. So that is I am. We've taken a look. We're just going to basically take a tour through Scripture and look at where this was used. In Genesis 15:1, we see it here. After these things, the word of the Lord came from Abram, in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. That I am is a shield. In Genesis 15:7, he said, and he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out from Ur and the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. This possession. So shield and possession. The Lord. Genesis 17:1. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. So you have the shield. You have that possession. You have that almighty part of who is that I am that God is saying. You have Genesis 26:24. The Lord appeared to him and said, same night, and said, I am the God of Abraham, your father. Fear not, for I am with you and will bless you and multiply your offspring for my servant Abraham's sake. You're told here to fear not, because I'm going to multiply you. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie will be given to you and to your offspring. So we have multiplication here. We have the Almighty. We have the shield. We have land that will be given. These are all things that are the I am. The I am comes back and is saying, Genesis 28:15, behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Genesis 31:13, I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar and made a vow to me. Now rise, go out from this land and return to the land of your kindred. Genesis 35:11, and God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply, and a nation and a company of nations shall come from you, and kings shall come from your own body. Genesis 46:2, and God spoke to Israel in a vision of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for there I will make you into a great nation. This brings us to this point. So you imagine you know this. You know what God has said. I am the shield. I am the multiplier. I am the one that gives you the land. I am Almighty. And then we go to that time where Moses is wondering, you know, how do I know? How can I convince them when he's going back to Egypt to let his people go? How can he say, like, who has sent me? And all God says is, taken from Exodus 3:14, God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. Now, because of time, I can't keep going reading all of these accounts, because in the Old Testament, it keeps on going 185 times, and a lot of it's connected to saying, I am the Lord, I am the Lord, I am the Lord, I am the Lord. Over and over and over and over and over again in the Old Testament, I am the Lord. And I can't reference it, all of those in the Old Testament. But again and again, I am the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just pray that you would open up our hearts and our ears to see the connection of who you have always been and who you are now and who you always will be. The great I am. I just pray that our hearts and our ears would be attentive to hear what you have to share to us. And thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So in all of this, we're learning, we're seeing who God says, I am. And oftentimes when you're looking at God, it begs these questions of, who am I? And in Psalms 55:2, it says, attend to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint, and I moan. Psalms 56:3, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Psalm 69:3, I am weary with my crying out. My throat is parched. Psalms 69:17, hide not your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Make haste to answer me. Psalm 70, verse 5, but I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God. That's a very different cry from who God says he is. He's the Almighty. He's the multiplier. I'm just needy. I am poor. I am weak. So we see then, as we move into the New Testament, we start seeing, I'm going to ask this question, who is Jesus? And this is where it just really is so beautifully, it's profound, but it's so simple. Because you realize that God was establishing himself as the authority in the Old Testament, that I can take away your land. I can give you your land. I can multiply your children. I can take away your children. I can do all these things as the mighty God, the God of Abraham. But as we look and we see who Jesus is, he says, "Before Abraham was, I am." This is taken from John 8:58. Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So the very first important thing that I want to establish is that Jesus was there in the Old Testament. He was part of that I am. God and Jesus cannot be separated. He was there before Abraham. He was the I am. Second, I am the light of the world. This comes from John 8:12. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The third thing that Jesus says, "I am the door." This comes from John 10:9. "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." The fourth thing, "I am the good shepherd." John 10:14. "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." Number five, "I am the way." Jesus said to him, coming from John 14:6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Number six, "I am the vine." John 15:5. "I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Now, are you starting to get the picture? Why, when Moses asked, "Who can I say that sent me?" God couldn't just, there's so much in this response. There's so many times that 185 times that he mentioned it in the Old Testament. And now in the New Testament, he's the door, he's the good shepherd, he's the way, he's the vine. How could God communicate that to Moses? What did he say? "I am. Tell them that I am has sent you." This one here, number seven, is a special one because of what his resurrection, because of us sharing in this communion. He said, "I am the bread of life." In John 6:35, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst." And I want to take a look a little bit deeper into this in John 6:47. It says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever." Do you ever wonder when you read those stories of Jesus talking to the woman at the well and saying, take this cup, this drink, and you'll never thirst. Drink of me and you'll never thirst again. Or eat of me, eat of my flesh, and you'll never be hungry. And sometimes it took me a long time to figure this out. How do I eat of him? How do I drink of him? But right here it is. In 47, it says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. That is how you eat. That is how you drink. It's by believing. If you want to partake, if you want to live forever, the way to that is through belief. I had a quartet lined up to sing a song, and then some of the famous members called in sick, so I'm going to play this song instead, and I think this is a good time to play it. I am the bread of life. So can we go ahead and have that played? Hey, can we have that song played, I Am the Bread of Life?
I am the bread of life. All who eat this bread will never die. I am God's love revealed. I am broken that you might be that you might be healed. No one who comes to me will hunger again. No one who believes will ever thirst. All that the Father you might be healed, that you might be healed.
So you think
I just want you to just reflect and imagine that even in the time that God said that I am has sent you, that he knew that he wasn't just providing a physical liberation, but he had already planned to be the bread of life. provide a spiritual liberation. Number 8, I am the resurrection. John 11:25 said, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he died, yet shall he live. Number 9, I am sending you. John 20:21, Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. And I just love this coming in at the very end. At the very end, if you scroll back, you flip the page, we don't have scrolls. If you flip the page to the very last two verses in the book of Revelation, he says, I am coming soon. Revelation 22:20-21. He who testifies to these things say, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all. Amen. Doesn't that just seem so fitting that from way back in the beginning through Genesis, there was this whole thing of God saying, I am, I am. And you look at this beautiful roadmap. Basically, the gospel is being laid out here. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the way. I'm the vine. I'm the bread of life. I'm the resurrection. I'm sending you, and I'm coming soon. If that is not what the gospel is, tell me, what isn't it? Also, just another interesting thing that I found, and I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but I also don't want to belittle it if it needs to be recognized. So I also want to look at the word love in Hebrew, and it's ahava. So I don't know if you can remember that by saying aha, just you're laughing at something, va. You know, whatever you may think there. Ahava. So you have I am is eya, and you have love is ahava. But what's so interesting when I just glanced at these, just purely by accident, nothing intentional, was that I looked at eya, and it looks about exactly identical to the spelling of love. See that? Ahava. The only thing that's different in that is this letter, bet, which is interesting, just stick with me, is that that letter symbol by itself has the meaning house or house of. And there's just so many different directions you could go with this, because Bethlehem means house of bread. Jesus came from Bethlehem. A house of love. And the Hebrew symbol is, this is kind of a sideways, but it's supposed to look like a tent. That's how they came up with that symbol. So you have this I am that is also combined with this idea of love, house of love. And it's also, I didn't put it up here, but also in love, these letters together mean to give. So we can't love without being able to give. Where does that ring a bell for us? Jesus gave his life. He gave of his flesh. he gave of his blood out of love. So we look at all of this, and it just seems to me that God is trying to teach us that all of this here together, all of these things have the umbrella of this over here, over it. I am the house of love. Everything I'm doing for you, whether it was in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, was out of love. I am the light of the world because I love you. I am the door because I love you. I am the good shepherd because I am the house of love. I am the way because I love you. I am the vine because I love you. I am the bread of life because I love you. I am the resurrection because I love you. I am sending you because I love you. And he's coming soon because he loves you. If he wouldn't love us, he'd have no reason to come back again. It's because he loves us. Eya Ahava. Father, thank you so much for this word. God, may it penetrate the very fibers of who we are, that we will continually remember, because it's spoken so much in your word. I am. I am. You are sending us. You have come, and you are going to return. So we thank you for that. As we partake in communion, as we remember your resurrection, your death and resurrection, just help us to hold fast in remembering that I am the bread of life. If we believe in you, we will have life everlasting. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, yeah, here we are. Well, God bless you for coming. I enjoy Easter Sundays a lot. It's just good. And even in the world around us, society, I believe there's still a respect for Easter Sunday, because you see signs that says we will be closed on Easter Sunday, so our employees can observe the holiday. I read that yesterday in a couple places. And even though it looks like they go just to maybe have fun and eat and show off or whatever, at least we are in church, at least they are in church, and maybe, just maybe, they'll hear something that will prick their heart and they'll get saved. And so I love Easter for that reason and many others. Now thank you for coming. I'm going to read the scriptures for the bread and the wine. and the way we'll do it is like normal, and when we serve the bread, you'll go out to the outer aisle and come through here and then go back through here, and each one of you will take a piece of the bread, and when you get back to